Day 25. Love your neighbor. Universal victimization is happening more and more because of the reality that we are becoming too comfortable with our own importance and put too high a stress on the need for being valued through admiration. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 10. Jesus gave us two commands in the New Testament of the Bible. The first one can be easily paraphrased as love God. The second command is shown in our Bible verse for today. It says, love your neighbor as yourself, Mark 12:31, New International Version. Love God and love your neighbor. Jesus said there is no commandment greater than these. Much of the impact of universal victimization, the fact that there seems to be so many more of us in society today that relate to being victims in one way or another, comes from the fact that even though we might be working to love God, we actually love ourselves more than we love others. I don't think Jesus used this verse to bring guilt on those of us that have enjoyed the good things that have come our way in life. I believe that universal victimization happens when we begin to believe that we deserve the good things that we want in our lives. It is in that place of self-focus that we can easily forget one half of the two greatest commandments, love your neighbor as yourself. When stuck in victim thinking, we tend to see our neighbors as adversaries. How can we ever get the admiration we so deeply crave if someone has more than us? How can I love my neighbor if I'm afraid the goodness that they might be experiencing might never happen to me? That kind of perspective on life is laced with victim thinking and can lead to a point where we can become victimizers in one way or another. Don't believe me? Think about the root source of gossip. Isn't it often done in an effort to tear someone down so that the gossiper can feel better about themselves? Those victimized by gossip have been slimed by the need of a victim thinker to feel accepted, worthy, or loved in a way that validates their own self-importance. Victors have learned how to recognize the signs of moving in these circles and flee to the safety of love. The love of God and the love of others is what makes victors be able to live believing that they are accepted, are of worth, and are loved even when the worst this world has to offer comes against them. Today is a great opportunity to live in that place of love. That's the victor's home. Let your mantra today be love God and love others. Living this kind of life is the hallmark of those living the victor's life.